Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me once again to bring us another lesson about life in the sandbox. Sorry about that. Ron Price is here. I bet his mouth is working better than mine is this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Holy smokes.
I know.
I was going to follow up on a thing you mentioned last week about some authors and talking a little bit about change. And we talked a lot about that. The whole segment was about change.
Mm-hmm. I talked about I called it the emotional components of change.
Right.
But you.
The internet says.
You, professional, looked it up
well,
and found out.
Kelly and Connor have written about the emotional cycle of change. And that's what. Maybe it's more searchable. I know.
And that's what we describe, the informed optimism leading to informed pessimism, leading to valley of despair, leading to informed optimism, and then victory and success. Yeah. Connor and who was it again?
Kelly and Connor. Kelly and Connor. Yes. That's it.
Emotional cycle of success.
Of change.
Yes.
So
I like it.
So thank you again for bringing that to us last week.
You're welcome.
If folks aren't sure what we're talking about, you can go find it on YouTube or Facebook and or one of the podcasts and get caught up. But this week we are talking about conflict.
Conflict in general. Scott, we've been doing this a few years, but every now and then it's probably good to review. Why do you even have me on this program? That's a question I ask myself quite often. I'm sure other listeners do as well. I've been a mediator.
I think they wonder why I'm on the program.
Hey, now, stop it. I've been a mediator in San Juan County for over 30 years. For over 30 years, I've put myself between people who are at odds with each other, and if that doesn't tell you I'm a sick man, I don't know what will. Glutton. But you know, it's a great joy when people come into my office bitter, hostile, agitated, and leave. Not necessarily best buds, but able to put their conflict into a manageable place and maintain some form of relationship, even if it's not best friends or what have you. So, but over the years, I've gone to so many workshops dealing with conflict resolution. How do you prevent it? How do you resolve it? Alternative dispute resolution is a big field where rather than, you know, typically you have a concern with somebody, well, you go to court, you sue, and you let a total stranger judge decide what should happen. Well, I mean, there's sometimes when that's appropriate and necessary, but I don't think it should ever be a first option, especially if you intend to have some relationship with this person after we're done. But again, conflict's it's a funny thing. I do workshops in the workplace, trainings in the workplace, and oftentimes I'll have people right near the beginning say, all right, everybody, stand up, find somebody you don't know, introduce yourself, and pair up, just two people. I say, all right, now one of you, I want you to take your hand, I want you to put it in a tight, tight fist. Tight, tight fist. All right, now I want you to turn to your neighbor and, no. I want you to hold that fist out to your partner. I say, partners, you have 30 seconds to get that fist open. Go.
Mm.
Scott, what do you think they do? Just take a guess. What do you think they do?
They probably try to pry the fingers open.
Oh man, I never let it go more than 10 seconds. Because yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
somebody's going to get hurt. And then I'll pause and I'll say, now let me ask you something. Did any of you intelligent, competent, professional people think to turn to your partner and say, "Would you please open your hand?" And the sheepish laughter I get. Oh no, I never thought of that.
Well.
What were my instructions? You have 30 seconds to get that fist open. I didn't say it had to be a battle, a war, a contest, a competition. I'm going to win, you're going to lose. I didn't say any of that. But we, at least in America, the culture that I'm most familiar with, Scott, we tend towards conflict and competition where maybe we don't need to. And I'm not against competition. I like to play chess. I'm not that good, I'll be honest with you, but I enjoy it. I don't want to play a chess master. I don't want to play a first grader that doesn't know how to play chess. There's some first graders that could beat me, but
right. It's another show.
I don't want to play a ranked beginner. That's no fun. I want to play somebody that's going to make me work for it. And if I win, great. And if they win, great. It was a good contest. But in relationships, competition often gets in the way. And we just got to realize that. Conflict has its place. It's not always a negative, but it can be, especially if we don't manage it well. So that's why I've devoted much of my life to helping people prevent conflict when they can. The minor, the insignificant, can I say stupid on the radio? I just did. The meaningless little things that, you know, not only were they not a hill to die on, they weren't a hill to get sick on, and yet there they are, consuming our time, our energy, our resources, and why? Prevent those from happening. There are ways to do that. There are going to be more serious differences you're going to have that you need to take on, but you better do it in the right way. So I train people and teach people how to resolve those differences. Not always possible. Nothing's perfect in this world, especially when other people may not do their part, but you can do your part. To, again, have less conflict when possible, resolve conflict when that's the better option. So that's what this series is all about. We've got to learn to get along with each other. And with some people, that's easier said than done. Some days, that's easier said than done.
True.
But it's still, at the end of the day, although I'm tired of that expression, it's what we need to do. We need to play nice in the sandbox, realize that conflict has its place, but keep it in the right place. Make sense?
It does make sense. I have a quick question for you, though. They'll probably take us over on time, but it's my fault.
So okay, go ahead.
I want how much does pride come into some issues of conflict?
That's a rhetorical question,
okay.
Isn't it, Scott?
All right.
No,
well,
no, and that's a great point. That's a great point. If I feel like you're if you disagree with me, why do I have to feel threatened by that? Well, I think pride is a big part of that. You're insinuating that I'm wrong. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I was going to say, or if I'm to admit I was wrong,
oh,
I don't know if my pride will allow me to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you're still, I'm going to say that you're wrong till my last breath.
One of the best books I've ever read is by Brené Brown called Daring Greatly. All about embracing your vulnerability. Take off that mask. I'm not against all pride. You can have some pride, but usually it's a negative. My humble opinion, send your letters to Scott Micklin at San Juan College.
Forward them to Ron.
But no, pride usually gets in our way when it doesn't have to. But you're absolutely right. We should do a whole program.
Okay.
On how that contributes to conflict. Absolutely.
We'll
right.
make a note of that.
All right.
Great. Thank you, Ron.
You bet, Scott. Thank
Ron
you.
Ron Price. He is here with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.